So I'm working on a book, and it's in the super early innings, but essentially it has to do with a lot of the themes that I'm talking about with this podcast. And I've got kind of a rough roadmap for the podcast and then kind of what the book might look like. And it's this idea that only you can be you, where you've got really one life and you're born with a certain personality. You acquire certain experiences through your circumstances. And I mean, you really are a particular kind of person. You're good at some things, you're bad at some things, you enjoy some things, you don't enjoy other things. And as hard as you try, you can't be someone that you're not, or you can't get very far by emulating someone else's life. You really have to make choices that will make you happy and that will bring you fulfillment, because otherwise, you know, what are you really doing? If the one life that you get, you're not enjoying that, or you're trying to make it into something that you're not, well, that's kind of a waste of a life, especially if you're unhappy doing so. So I've got a few ideas about things that I think would be interesting to talk about in the book. One, which I've been thinking about a lot lately, is how to find good work that you're a good fit for, that's fulfilling to you. And that you can really see yourself growing and driving just a good sense of purpose from. I think that's really important. There's such a variety out there of jobs, and it's just as broad as the variety of people and personalities. I was in the hospital last week, and I got there just a little bit after my grandfather died, and the chaplain or spiritual advisor, just like a spiritual helper to help people kind of process death and things like that. And I inferred, based on my interaction with him, that a lot of what he does is go around talking to people whose families have just died, making arrangements for the body of their loved one, and kind of helping them move through that really intense moment. So he spends a lot of time talking to people in this incredibly intimate, personal, emotionally charged moment in their lives. And you think about the kind of person that would be good at that, and it's not very many people, right? You have to be extremely unique to be able to be effective in that role. You need this really rare combination of empathy and understanding, and also the ability to not let that affect you personally, to not internalize what other people are feeling, and you know, make that experience your experience. You need to be able to be empathetic, but also keep people at arm's length and kind of have a little bit of a distance. I don't know. It's such a nuanced, hard job, I would think, for most people. But this guy was great. He did just an amazing job. He was everything that we needed in that moment. And you think you could take that guy and put him in a completely different job, maybe a high-pressured sales job, and maybe his empathy would help him. But there's probably a lot of things that he might find unfulfilling, or that he might just not be good at. And he's super successful in his role right now, based on the 10 minutes I saw of him. But someone else might not be as successful in his role, or he might not be as successful in someone else's role. So there's really a huge set of opportunities there for people to find work that's really meaningful and valuable to them.